Ministries and churches, you'll need to be careful. Signing a blank form could lead to fraud charges.
Legal advice you must not ignore. All ahead on today's Legal Alert.
Ministries, never sign a blank form. Let me repeat, never sign a blank form. We see this practice all the time. The Christian Law Association recently received a call from a Virginia church that trusted a company's word that a signature on a blank form was just to authorize a roofer to prepare a quote. Now the roofer has submitted a bill for almost $40,000, and the form with the church agent's signature suddenly has all the blanks filled in to authorize the work. Unfortunately, the church must now prove that the roofing company is committing fraud, which is very tough to do. This is the reason we should all learn, be careful with what you sign. If someone says, just sign here, trust us, we'll fill it in later, never be pulled into that. Only sign completed documents.
Our free newsletter addresses lots of issues, like the ones we've been discussing today. It's an invaluable tool. Why not sign up for it now at christianlaw.org, christianlaw.org.
And we're about 9.5 minutes past 12 noon, and happy Monday to you, 25th day of October. Hard to believe last Monday in this month. And this time next week, we will have our 2021 turkey season underway. We'll talk more about that coming up during Swap Shop. Well, that is just around the corner. And if you've got some time to spare, we would love to have you join us. Myself and Brother Eddie Connard will be here. And if you've got an item today, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or trade something, have a lost and found announcement, a garage or yard sale that you're planning, or if you're a business and you have job opportunities, that all fits in Swap Shop. And a couple of different ways you can reach us: online, wgcr.net, by email, wgcr. This has been a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system. And I'll remind you, for Swap Shop, the ways you can reach us: online, wgcr.net, by email, wgcr@icloud.com, or you can simply call us 828-884-9427. Taking us to Swap Shop time, Mr. Scott Caudill, I'm Reminded God Is Good.
Every time I'm blessed to see a flower spring up from a seed that's been planted in the earth at early spring. Every time I'm blessed to see the sunrise of another morning and hear the song the tiny bluebird sings. When I consider how God carved the mountains out with His own hands and painted them with colors of the woods, nature in and of itself seems to share a message that reminds me that the God I serve is good. I'm reminded God is good. Even though I fail to thank Him like I should, I'm reminded that He cares when He hears and answers prayer and makes a way for me just like He said He would. Even when He sends the rain and my heart is filled with pain. He'll be working all things for my good. No matter if I'm basking in the sunlight on the mountain or walking through the valley, God is good. Every time I'm blessed to feel the warm embrace of those I love and hear them tell me that they love me, my heart is thrilled. Yet I'm reminded of a greater love extended from my God above when He sent His Son to die on Calvary's hill. Oh, the precious blood that Jesus shed that day had the power to wash my sin away. Jesus did what no mortal man could. By laying down His sinless life, He became the supreme sacrifice, and that assures me that my God is good. I'm reminded God is good. Even though I fail to thank Him like I should, I'm reminded that He cares when He hears and answers prayer and makes a way for me just like He said He would. Even when He said the rain and my heart is filled with pain, He'll be working all things for my good. No matter if I'm basking in the sunlight on the mountain or walking through the valley, God is good. No matter if I'm basking in the sunlight on the mountain or walking through the valley, God is good.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage. Easter is the writer of this song. Having lived a hard life and spending some time apart from his family, he found himself in need, and praise the Lord, he was saved. Now at home with his family, he started looking around and he saw a home. Didn't look like much, but he did know there was a roof up above him, and he had a good place to sleep, and he had food on his table and shoes on his feet. He had the Lord's love, and now he could see he had a great family. From these thoughts, he wrote this great song. Thank You, Lord, for Your blessings on me.
Thank You, Lord, for Your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There is food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me Your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank You, Lord, for Your blessings on me. Thank You, Lord, for Your blessings on me.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
with that familiar theme, we welcome you to pre-turkey season swap shop.
Yeah, the last Monday of the month.
I know.
It's hard to believe it's a Monday. This month has surely flown by, for sure.
It has.
Crazy.
And we'll head into November. We got time change that happens that first Saturday night / early Sunday morning of November. And our AM hours shift a little bit. And that first week, it's difficult in the morning because the AM doesn't come on till 8 o'clock.
Right.
And we're on till about 6:45. And then when time changes, we get the hour back in the morning. We come on at 7, but we lose it in the evening. We're off at 5:45.
Yeah, that's phew.
Yeah, that's a tough one, but we are always here at 94.9 FM and .net, and we'd love for you to join us there if you can. And next week, it's turkey season.
Yes, hard to believe.
So we're going to do a test.
Yeah.
So I want to emphasize, this is a test.
Yeah.
This is only a test. I'll let you hit the button if you want to.
Okay. I can.
Yeah.
I can. Yeah, I sure can.
So if you'll slip over to the log.
Over here.
Yep. So what we'll do sometime during the day, again, this is only a test. We're showing you how it works.
Yep. And so, again,
don't call now.
Don't call right now.
We're not giving away anything.
Because we're not giving away anything. That starts next week, okay? So, listen, be careful. This is only a test. And we emphasize that because I promise you somebody's going to hear this thing about halfway through it and go, oh, man, they're already shooting turkeys.
Yeah.
So, listen, this is what you're going to hear. So,
like a song. There you go. And the song's playing.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll just throw it in there.
There
it
was.
And we'll take the caller of the day.
Yeah.
And then if you get through, it's like on November 1st, caller 1, November 2nd, caller 2, November 14th, caller 14.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a weekend, but we don't do it on the weekends.
Right.
And then if I was the right caller, Eddie would take my information down.
Yeah, and then we tell you who the sponsor is for that day, you know, who the sponsor for our turkey is, and we appreciate them. You know, we're getting all that together, for sure. And then guess what you get to do?
You get to guess how many shots between 1 and 5 you think it's going to take to get the turkey.
Okay.
And I'm really bad at this, so I'm going to say 2.
All right.
That's my guess.
2, and I confirm with you. You're going to, is 2 is your answer. And
yes,
you say, okay, here we go. Let's give it a shot.
And say 1.
Oh, there's 1. There's 2. See, 3.
And more.
4, my goodness.
I really missed. Wait, I missed
Five. Oh, man.
But.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody said, did I win? No, I lost. We're having bologna for Thanksgiving.
Bologna.
Anyway.
My goodness. But that's what it's going to sound like.
Yep.
That's exactly what it's going to sound like when you give us a call as the caller for that day.
Yeah.
So, you know, 1, 2, whatever, all the way till, let's see what. That's the Wednesday before, which is the 24th, I think. Is that right?
I'm going to look because I don't trust my memory.
The Wednesday, the 24th.
Correct.
So we'll have 24 possible winners all the way through the month of November. 24, at least we hope.
Yeah, we'll have, we're going to do
even,
our best.
Maybe even a few more.
We're giving away every certificate we have for Thanksgiving between November 1st and November 24th.
Yeah.
And then we'll kind of catch our breath and get things turned around. And then on Wednesday, the 1st of December, we'll start ringing in the bells of Christmas.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, you know, we don't have a bunch of turkeys hanging in the freezer around here, so we're going to send you a certificate.
Yeah.
And you know, we'll get your information, your mailing information, or you know, if you'd like to stop by and pick that up, we can certainly leave that for you at the front office. You can pick it up as well if you're just driving by. Come and say hello, pick up your certificate, or we'll get your information to make sure that you get that in time for you to go and pick up your turkey.
And everybody who goes on the air with us will take down their information.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we do that is we save all of those slips.
Oh, yeah.
And then on the day that we have our on-air Christmas party, which I'm going to jump to December here.
December.
We're really going ahead. That's going to be on Thursday, December 23rd.
Okay.
We'll have our on-air Christmas party. And during that time, Pastor Barton is here, and we have a big day. And we'll be drawing one person who went on the air with us, whether you won a turkey or ham or not, if you got on the air, you're eligible. And every time that you get through, you're eligible.
Yeah.
That you're, you know, go on the air with us. And we do ask, we mentioned this last week, I guess it was, we ask that if you get through early in the day, like if you get through first thing and you try and you don't win, we ask that you not try again that day. Wait till the next day.
Yeah.
And if you win a turkey or a ham in your household, we ask that you not try to play again, just to allow, we try to spread it out a little
bit.
So that's kind of how
it'll be fun for a lot of folks, and we want to make it fun for everybody, that as many as we can that can get through. And it gets really, really competitive toward the middle, toward the end of the, like for December, for November, we get close to that 24th day. The lines are going crazy. And if I'm working it and it's 24 phone calls coming in a hurry, you know, you're going to have to figure out a way to keep hitting that redial button if you're going to try to get through. So it gets congested in a hurry.
Yeah, when we answer, we're not going to talk to each person because we're kind of clicking. Is we thank you, you're calling number one, and we'll hang up on you, but not in a bad kind of way.
Not in a bad way. No,
because we're going to the next caller. So please don't be offended that we didn't stop and chat.
Yeah.
We can do that later, but that's kind of how it rolls.
It's how it rolls for sure. Yeah.
It's a busy time, but a fun time.
Yeah.
We enjoy it, and we'll look forward to giving those certificates away. And as Brother Eddie mentioned, thank you to the businesses, individuals, churches that partnered with us and sponsored our turkeys and our hams.
Yep, going to be a fun time.
It is. Well, let's see. A lot going on. Miss Melody, she liked our contest. She liked the test. Yeah. It was good.
It was a test.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I had an EAS test right at the beginning of Swap Shop.
Oh, I heard that.
You know, and I've always wanted to say, and it's not kind of, I'm being lighthearted here. Mm-hmm. Please understand.
Yeah.
I would never do this, but sometimes, you know, I do the little thing afterward in the event of an actual emergency.
Yeah.
You would have heard following the tones, it says, you know, important information, whatever. I wanted to say people running from the building and screaming, but I didn't say that. But it crosses my mind every time I hear that.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, at least you got it at noontime. First morning, the first morning shift ever since I come back. And, you know, I mean, I'm getting ready on the AM to come on. And sure enough, I mean, right at 7:30, they send us one. And you see, the thing is with EAS, speaking of EAS, you know, emergency alert system, you know, they do a test and they just do it whenever they feel like it, and that they just take over the airwaves. That has nothing to do with us. They completely take over the airwaves, and that is important, obviously, so we can get the information out there on the spot. Well, they did it at 7:30 one morning, right when I was getting ready to talk. And of course, you know, I hadn't worked morning shifts in a few years now, and so it kind of like just threw a monkey wrench right into what I was getting ready to do. But I recovered.
I hope. Yeah.
Anyway.
You did good.
Yeah.
It would be nice to kind of know when they were coming, but we don't know.
Well, we don't know.
We're completely
those
in
tests,
the dark.
Yeah, and that's important that we don't know, because those tests are important to make sure that we follow up on our end, what we're doing to make sure that any emergency information gets to you as quickly as it can from the authorities. So, yeah.
And we do take it very serious.
Absolutely.
And my jovial comment was just that, jovial. We take it very serious.
Oh, believe me.
We want to make sure we get it all on.
Yeah.
But we, again, don't have a choice with that. But you mentioned morning shift. Continue to pray for Brother Brian. And if you have not heard, we mentioned this, I think, last week. Mm-hmm. But Brother Brian's younger sister, Krista, age 31, passed away. She had been in the hospital for a couple of weeks with COVID. Mm-hmm. And the family's just still a shock, maybe is the word, but they are having her services tomorrow in Alabama. So Brother Brian and his family from here have all gone there. Mm-hmm. So please pray for them. That service is tomorrow. I want to say, we have it in our obituaries.
Right.
I think it's around 1 or 2 tomorrow afternoon. So please pray for them, and please pray for several other folks in some devastating situations. Just some loss that's hard to comprehend, and we sure don't understand things on this side, but we know the Lord's in control. So please pray for peace and comfort in some situations the Lord knows all about.
Goodness. And of course, you've heard Miss Christie of a morning, last couple of mornings. I'll be here in the morning. We're kind of just flip-flopping back and forth. I think Brother Brian texted us yesterday and told us that he would be back on Thursday.
Yes, sir.
And so pray for not only pray for the family and continue to pray that the Lord would comfort them. And, you know, and it's a long journey, you know, to have to go down and then have to come back. And pray for travelers' grace and mercy for them as they make their journey. And then in the days ahead, and I'm sure maybe our listeners, you know, Brother Brian will be back. Maybe just a, and we mentioned it. I know I mentioned it on Friday. You know, cards, letters, phone calls. I've always said this at every funeral that I've officiated, that you know, the real, I think one of the really sad things about the passing of loved ones is that once the service is done, it just seems like it gets pushed to the back burner.
Yeah.
And one of the crucial roles of any ministry, I think, whether it's an individual or whether it's a church or whatever, is to maintain that communication and that support.
Yeah.
Once the services, once the family meals stop, and once all those things continue to kind of, and I know they have to, that's just the nature of the course. But what I'm saying is that those future phone calls, those future letters, those future cards are a great encouragement in those times. And I know that they're greatly appreciated. I know that from being not only a recipient myself, but also making contact with those that have lost their loved ones down the road. To make sure that they're doing okay, and that they, you know, if they need anything or whatever. And I'm sure Brother Brian would appreciate that too. So when he's back on the air, I'm sure he would love to have a, you know, maybe just a drop a line, text him or something, let him know you're thinking about it, for sure.
Yeah.
And the family.
Amen. And, you know, you mentioned that, and, you know, we've got Thanksgiving and Christmas just around the corner. And,
yeah.
And, you know, I've heard that, you know, they folks say those first are pretty hard, and then
yes.
I've heard others say, well, the second and third's not that much easier. Please remember the folks that have been recently bereaved or bereaved this past year as they go into this time of for Thanksgiving and Christmas, when a lot of focus is put on family and being together and things, and that's all well and good.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's folks that are going to be having an empty seat at the table for the first time.
Yeah, sister, I mean, I would never try to compare my, you know, somebody else's situation to mine or mine to them, but I have experienced the loss of a sibling, not one, but two. Wow. And those holidays right after they happen. Mm-hmm. They're a few years apart, but I lost two brothers. And they're not lost, they're in heaven, but you know, they're gone from our sight. And but in it was within the same month, over a group of years. And so every time February rolls around, you know, my birthday kicks it off, because my birthday is February the 1st, and so, you know, it kind of sets things in motion. And then I think about my brothers who have gone on. And, you know, it's difficult when you sit around the Thanksgiving table around Christmas and all those things. And, you remember the times you had with your brothers. Mine in particular, I didn't have any sisters. I had brothers. And so, you know, when you think about that, and it's difficult for a long time. It's been a long time since they've left.
Yeah.
And I still have those memories to cherish. But it's hard. And it's been hard on my parents.
Yeah.
Very, very hard on my parents. Mm-hmm. And I know of some right now, parents that are bereaving. I mean, they are grieving themselves. Unimaginable grief that we know that has happened recently. And so I would say again, please, please, please remember these folks in prayer, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
You know, we ought to do it all the time, but especially this time of year with the holidays rolling through, that it's going to be a tough time. But it can be a precious time, and I like what the obituary said about Krista's, I think what they put at the bottom of the obituary when it said when, you know, it said attire, and that was kind of unique. And if I said attire, what do you mean attire for a funeral? And they said black is optional, but colors are appreciated.
Yeah, wow.
And I thought, how uplifting is that, to have a celebration of life, And I know that may just seem like a simple line to some people, but that is encouraging to know that it would be a celebration. And so we can be sad, but we sorrow not, as others which have no hope.
That's right.
Amen.
And maybe your church Sunday school class, maybe you've got a ladies' class, or even, you know, it wouldn't hurt to be training some teenagers for that ministry of reaching out. And I don't know if you'd call that hospitality, but just kindness in remembering these widows or widowers at this time of year. A card would mean a whole lot.
I mean, I give a shout out to, and I may have mentioned this already, but I have a lady in our church, Miss Rita Bridges. She's a widower. She lives alone. She has to have one of those motorized wheelchairs. She gets up every Sunday and comes to church, gets out of her van, her handicapped van, and gets in her wheelchair and wheels herself into the church in her motorized wheelchair. Same spot, sits in the same spot, but her ministry, she took that on her own. She'll actually go, we'll bring them to her. We'll find these packets of blank cards at the thrift store or wherever, you know, just picking them up. She's got a big, one of those big totes full of cards of various reasons, whether they're for birthdays, Christmas, you name it, they all got reasons on them. And that is her ministry, to fill out cards.
Amen.
Whether it's for the bereaved, whether it's for the sick, whether it's for, and she just done that on her own. And you know, but my thing, like you said, who's going to do it after she's getting on up in years? Who's going to do it after she? We need to be training our young people. That is a ministry in itself.
Yeah.
And what a blessing it is. I got one myself when I got COVID from her.
Yeah.
It was a blessing, you know, in a little card.
It means a lot.
It means a tremendous amount. So, somebody, maybe your church needs to do that. Tell your young people, get that started, that Sunday school class or whoever. Yeah,
it wouldn't take long.
No.
But I promise you that it'd mean the world to the person that's opening the mailbox and seeing that.
Yep,
so
yep.
Just kind of went there. This story kind of made me think of it earlier today.
Okay.
This comes out of Henderson County, and the United Way is looking for volunteers to help write a thank you card for every staff member in the Henderson County Public School System.
Okay.
They want to send them a card.
Okay.
And they say that volunteers are asked to take a set of 50 cards, and then they will collect it and distribute the cards throughout the school system.
Okay.
So if you'd like to help, they're calling it a day of action. And I've got a phone number you can call if you'd like to, you know, help. 692-1636, extension 1107. Again, 692-1636, extension 1107. And here I'm getting a text here.
Good deal.
Yes, it said, I'm trying to read this, and I'll just read. This is my mom. I can tell it's my family members because they call me Chris.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Except one aunt who calls me Crisco. She's called me that since I was little. But, okay. My mama, okay, this would be, okay, I'm thinking this is my mom saying she didn't want to. When my papa passed away, but they didn't want anybody, you know, they didn't want everybody wearing black because it was a celebration.
Sure.
And I understand, you know, black is appropriate, and that's
absolutely,
that's what a lot of folks will wear. And I, you know, I usually, unless it's stated otherwise, you know, I'll go on the conservative color grays or blacks when I'm going to a memorial service.
But I
do remember that. And I've seen some where the family all wore like the person who passed away. I'm thinking with Brother, I don't think they would mind me saying this, Pastor Dennis Lanning of Maple Hill.
Oh, yeah.
When his sweet wife, Miss Libby, passed away, all the family, when we went to visitation, all the family was in purple.
Oh, okay.
Because that, it various shades of purple. You know, the gentleman may have had a purple tie or shirt, and the ladies' scarves or dresses, but that was her favorite color.
What a blessing.
So I thought that was a sweet tribute.
Sure.
Even something as simple as that, thought it was sweet. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how we got on all these things, but
hey,
you never
good.
Know.
It's all good. Like you say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Let's see what else is going on. Okay. And it should have given you this before because it has words in it I can't pronounce.
She always refers to me for the medical side of this thing. It's a good thing.
The bottom word, Mela something other, it's the spray at Walmart. It's like a aroma spray.
Melioidosis.
There you go.
Oidosis.
That's what it can cause. I had no idea.
Melioidosis. There you go.
See, I gave it to him on the spot, and I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
I meant to give it to you.
My Latin is not all that good. But anyway, I mean, we did have to take it in order to learn how to pronounce a lot of these words.
I didn't even realize that was Latin.
Well, it's a combination of a lot of Latin words here.
But
most of our medical words are Latin.
Okay. Yeah. In a nutshell, there is a spray that was sold at Walmart. It's basically a air freshener type spray.
Mm-hmm.
And it is being recalled because it has properties in it that can lead to that sickness or bacteria or whatever it is.
It
can be serious.
It is a bacteria that, and it's found, it's labeled as the Better Homes and Gardens Lavender and
Chamomile
essential oil infused aromatherapy room spray with gemstones. That is the title.
Better
of that.
Did you say Better Homes?
It's Better Homes and Gardens brand. Okay. I saw the news article on television for this. It is, it's sold primarily through Walmart.
Yes.
Okay. So a lot of people would be. It's Walmart stores and on their website. Mm-hmm. It's sold in 55 Walmart stores across the country. It's $4 a bottle, and they issued a recall because it was an introductory type sale. It wasn't a mass. It was one of those let's see what it does
kind
on the market,
a
trial
time.
Limited trial thing.
And so
that is only 3,900 bottles of in its various scents, not scents like money, but scents. So it's But then again, they're investigating to see if other scents or brands may pose a risk. They've had 12 reported cases. It's very, very rare, but they only have 12 cases reported annually. Mm-hmm. But it is treatable. The infection is treatable if it's caught early. But it's a rare form of bacteria that only normally occurs in the Far East. In the South China Sea islands and Northern Australia is what they're calling it. So somehow it has made it into the production of this lavender and chamomile essential oils.
Better Homes and Garden brand. Fragrance spray.
Yep.
Of lavender and chamomile.
Yep, that's right.
And if you bought it at Walmart, and I think the Better Homes and Gardens, I think that maybe is one of Walmart's kind of signature brands. Take it back to Walmart.
Well, they're saying, if I remember, I tell you what, my mind's getting, either it's like a steel trap, I can't remember some things, but one thing that stood out, they're saying to bag it, so put it in a plastic bag, seal it up, put it in a box, and tape the box up. Then bring it back to Walmart.
They're not playing around. Okay,
The thing is, this is an airborne type thing.
So
it's an aroma room spray. Mm. So that being case, they want it obviously like double safeguard here. Put it in a bag, seal it up, and then put it in a box, and then tape it up. Bring it back to Walmart. I don't know. I mean, they could probably put anything in a box and bring it back to Walmart and say that's what it is. But, hey, they're just taking every precaution that they can, all right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, four people, Georgia, Kansas, Minnesota, Texas, two of them, one a child in Georgia has died from this.
Yeah.
So, they're taking it very serious.
Yeah.
It was imported from India. So, that South China Sea, Far East type area where this occurs.
Okay.
Very, very, very concerning.
Kind of a heads up there.
Yep.
Someone texted in 1211, said they just buried their father-in-law, and she wore red because it was his favorite color, and that her husband wore his brightest red tie for his daddy.
How about that?
So, again, little things, and Miss Karen Fox texts me. Let me get this up here. It was on my phone. Said, it's the little things in life that make a difference.
Absolutely.
The Lord impressed this on me when I was down one time with my back and one of my surgeries. And, I realized one day what a blessing it was to be able to put my own shoes on.
Oh, yes.
And, when God puts you in a place where the little things become big, you realize a lot of things. I think, you know, in those times of grieving and heartache, just the simplest of gestures that we view as simple can have a very big impact. And so that's kind of, I guess, where we're going with the cards and things. So think about it and see what you can do. I think we all could take 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, I was being very liberal with 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You probably can do it in less than that. We all could take a few minutes and handwrite something in a card and address it and send it.
Yeah.
And if you can't do that, you can at least text somebody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say we got some traffic issues.
Okay. You want to touch on that real fast. That might be something urgent.
Okay,
we've got some traffic problems.
The red light at Boone's Corner on 191, where Long Shoals comes in, where you can get the greatest cheeseburger and onion rings.
You remember they used to have the Arcadia Dairy there?
That was always a treat we had.
Some of y'all remember that? Where you could stop in there and get ice cream?
Biltmore
ice cream. Oh, my word.
If we were good, we got to stop
That's
by
right.
there. Yep.
That's right.
Yep. But they still have that corner grill right there. That's a great place to eat.
Yes.
But anyway, I regress. That stoplight was not working right around 12 o'clock.
Oh, boy.
And that backs up in there anyway. Bottlenecks. You got a lot of businesses. And you got Long Shoals coming in right there.
Yep.
So in the event the light is not working, it's to be treated as a four-way stop.
Yeah, boy.
That's a general rule.
Absolutely.
And so that's in play there. And I know it might be aggravating, but again, be kind and treat it as a four-way stop.
Yeah.
The other thing would be New Leicester Highway.
Oh, boy.
Both directions in Buncombe County, Gilbert Road, due to a crash.
Okay.
So I am not privy right now. Okay, that's not it.
So,
that was another accident. I think that one's cleared up. But again, this is going to be the New Leicester Highway, both directions in Buncombe County, slow to no going at Gilbert Road due to an accident.
Okay.
So avoid the area if you can.
All righty. Well, that's good. Hey, listen, I hope everyone had a wonderful day in the house of the Lord yesterday. But I thought that this might help some of you preachers out there for just a minute if you're listening today. If I can get through it now. I had the privilege of this happened over the course of a week. Now I got the privilege of baptizing my oldest grandson yesterday.
Amen.
And that was a blessing, even though the water at Lake Summit was a little chilly. But that's okay, because it didn't bother me a bit in the world. But a week before, you guys think that your preaching ain't working. And you don't. And I just want to say this. Let's just go ahead and just put this out there for just a second. It doesn't always happen in the altar, gentlemen. It doesn't always happen. It could happen at home on a couch. It could happen in the kitchen room, dining room table. It could happen on the side of the road. It could happen at a makeshift altar in a disaster zone. It can happen anywhere. But this is a letter that I found, that my daughter found in my grandson's notebook that he wrote while I was preaching a week ago, and we got to baptize him yesterday. It says, now, he's a child, and it says, and I'm going to read it just the way he wrote it. Dear God, I enjoy serving you. Will you come into my heart? I am ready to get saved and be baptized and to accept you into my heart. I like going to church. I will serve you until the day I die. I am sorry that I stopped singing in church and that I am not reading my Bible. I will start reading my Bible. And you have been so good to me in my life, and I never can pay you for how good you have been to me. I don't know about any of the rest of you, but this preacher about orbited out of this world.
And rightfully so.
And to know that the moment he said, I am ready to get saved. I ask you in my heart, Now, some people think you got to go through all these kind of motions and do all this kind of stuff. I believe his salvation occurred at the moment he wrote this down and asked the Lord into his heart from a church pew.
Amen.
He didn't make a big deal about it. He didn't, you know, and again, I ain't belittling it. You know, it just happens differently for different. I'm talking about a child. Something that's going to go into a frame and be able to be as a constant memorial to what this young man did from a church pew.
Thank God. Thank God.
And praise the Lord, yesterday we had our baptismal service there, and God moved in that as well. So out of that, the Lord really did something to us, and I preached a message on yesterday on, are you sure? Mm. And God really moved in that service. And I just want to say thank God. I just thought I would share that. I know that I don't like to try to get too personal with a lot of things going on. But I'm telling you, folks, gentlemen, you pastors out there, you fellow pastors and preachers, God can do it anywhere, anytime, any place.
Amen.
And praise the Lamb of God that young people, God's still saving young kids.
Yes, He is.
And if it has to be while you're preaching, and if they're just writing it down and showing it to their mother. Amen. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah.
You're talking about saved in the church pew, right, in his little notebook. And then we recently had a gentleman in his 70s that had been coming, raised Catholic, and had just been coming faithfully and listening intently, and pastor was just plowing the ground.
Yeah, boy.
And they were they weren't in church. They were somewhere at a house doing something, and it was in a musty garage that he and pastor, Lord had them there just together, uninterrupted.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm ready to get saved. And they grabbed a stool from somewhere off to the side.
Hallelujah.
Wiped off the top of it. It was dirty. Mm, he knelt down, and he had pastor sign the bottom of that stool and put the date on there. Because that was his time, and that was his spot. And we've all got those.
Oh, yeah.
We had our time and our spot, whether it was at church or home.
Yeah.
I want to say, all three of our kids were saved at home.
Yeah.
But the Lord's good. And let's
hallelujah.
See, 1432 sent the hallelujah hands.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then 1211 said amen. So I'm
Lord.
Glad the Lord's still in the saving business, and he's not backed up one bit.
Mm-mm.
It is wide open, and I'm just waiting for that last one.
It's going to come one of these
then
days.
We're all out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know yesterday the Lord, I'm telling you, I was in a different place when it come to the urgency of salvation for folks. But folks, I'm telling you, we're living in a day, and we got to wake up. We got to wake up, and I'll probably hit a lot more of that this evening. I appreciate Pastor Barton. He's already called and let me know that I'll be filling in for him this evening, and so
on drive time. All right.
So maybe the Lord will just help us out with that, and we'll be, you know, we'll kind of maybe give a little bit. More, I believe with all my heart, we should be encouraging folks to
Amen.
Seek the Lord
yes.
In these last days. So praise God.
Well, we'll look forward to that at 5:15 today.
Yeah.
And so tune in for that. And just kind of a little side note here. The message on the pulpit hour today is from Pastor Ricky Lee of Midway. And the message, the gentleness of Jesus.
You don't want to miss that.
Yeah, that's on the pulpit hour.
Oh, goodness.
Today.
Good grace.
And so
hallelujah.
You can log on. 2:00 is what time that airs.
Good deal.
Well, Swap Shop time, 828-884-9427. And I just realized I haven't gone to the backside to see if anything's new but has been added. So I'll try to do that here in a minute.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, one of the first items on our Swap Shop today, here's a Craftsman riding mower. And, of course, if you want to go to our website, you can actually see the picture of it. It's in good condition. It's got a grass catcher. It's 18.5 horsepower, 42-inch cut. With hydrostatic drive, very good condition, well maintained. It was just serviced with a new battery, air filter, belts. It runs and cuts great, only asking $500. You can call and text anytime, 864-838-1923, and ask for Clay. Call or text anytime, 864-838-1923, and ask for Clay. Also, here's some free roosters. He's got two of them. They were raised earlier in the spring. No calls, please, after 8:00 at night. 577-4648, 577-4648. Here is a family that's also looking for a good family to rehome a small red Dachshund indoor dog. It's good with children, and they're just looking to try to find somebody that'll take good care of this dog. 577-7544 if you're interested. 577-7544, and I'm sure that they would make a family of this dog very happy to rehome that to somebody.
Oh, yeah. Got 3475 says they're praising in the kitchen.
Amen.
And they got the handles.
So. 34. Amen. Thank you. God yeah. bless. Amen.
Wanted to give this. I believe this is from James and James Environmental.
Okay.
But this was one of, this I think was the only thing new that I'll have to add.
All right.
There's going to be a dual use continuing education class November the 20th from 8 to 3. This is for water and or wastewater required hours of completion.
Okay.
If you're interested, because, you know, they've had job openings yes. for water and wastewater operators, you can call them to find out more at 674-8171, 674-8171.
Okay. Here is a Pilates Pro Chair with booklet and DVR. They pay $250. You can make them a reasonable offer. Also, they have a 5-tray dehydrator just in time for deer season and get that meat all ready to go for winter. They paid $45. Make them a reasonable offer as well. Call 674-1787 and leave a message. 674-1787. And if no answer, please leave a message.
A 1990 Toyota 4x4 single cab truck frame. It's in excellent condition. Again, this is just the frame. $800. They also have a flatbed for a Toyota truck, good condition, for $800. 556-0589, 556-0589.
There will be the Sunshine Crafters Craft Fair will be held on November the 6th from 9 to 3 p.m. at the Skyland First Baptist Church located at 2115 Hendersonville Road in Arden, and all are welcome to drop by.
A Heath guitar amp. It's about 30 years old, has two 10-inch speakers, but still works good. They also have four 1964 Ford Galaxy wheel covers, and they have a top boot for a 64 to 65 Mustang convertible. 255-9033, 255-9033.
Here's an antique 1940s style bedroom set with chest, makeup table with mirror, and armoire for $250. It needs refinishing. Also, a queen bedroom set, 7 pieces. It needs some touch-up work for $250. And a wardrobe that needs some touch-up work for $75. Leave a message if no answer at 692-0172, 692-0172.
James and James Environmental has a full-time office person job opening. They say accounting experience is a plus. Now, see, my accounting is by ESP. Error someplace.
Yep. Yep.
So that's how I reconcile my checkbook. But you need to be better than that to help them.
Yeah,
they're looking for somebody Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and you get insurance after 90 days on the job. Call Juanita James, or you can leave a message there, 674-8171, 674-8171.
An indoor yard sale that happened over the weekend. So yeah, that I hope they had good luck with that, and I hope that they were able to sell a lot of stuff.
We got the 20 unfinished new oak cabinets, wall and base units. You can call for more info, and they're looking for somebody to make them a reasonable offer. 877-3099, 877-3099.
A round dining room table with 4 chairs. It's very nice, asking $200. 577-9152. 577-9152.
A 38 Special by Smith & Wesson has reloader and comes with 81 rounds. You have 2 holsters as well, inside and outside wear. 577-5663, 577-5663.
The Sunrise Baptist Church will again have another yard sale at 419 Deverview Road in Asheville coming up on Saturday, October the 30th. They had one this past Saturday. Hope they did well with it, but they're going to have another one October the 30th, Saturday, with lots of furniture, household items, clothes, a piano, and other miscellaneous items. If you have a question, call them at 253-2808-253-2808.
And we'll finish up today with two cemetery plots in Pisgah Gardens of Memories. $1,200, 280-9809, 280-9809.
Okay.
And that's a look at our items today. Want to send out a happy birthday wish today. Let me scroll down here. Mr. Seth Johnson
happy
celebrates
birthday.
Today.
All right. Happy
God
birthday,
bless
brother.
You, sir. I hope you have a great day.
Yeah.
And if you know someone else that's celebrating birthday or wedding anniversary, we count it a joy to jump in on that. You can call us at 828-884-9427, or you're welcome to email wgcr@icloud.com or text us 828-577-1296.
All right, very good.
31 days and counting until 30, Thanksgiving.
31 days.
I know, it's crazy to even think about it, but that's where we're at.
All right.
Well, that's going to be a wrap today.
Okay, very good. Yeah, we'll be with you the rest of the afternoon. Hope that you enjoy. Watch out, the rain may be moving in a little later. Watching that cold front come across the mountains. Mountains may knock it down some. Won't be a big event, but we're all going to see some possible showers later on this evening, so watch out for that.
And Brother Eddie will be with you drive time this afternoon at 5:15.
All righty.
Have a great afternoon, folks, and Lord willing, we'll meet you back here about lunchtime tomorrow.